Anti-Semitism is once again on the rise, and that should deeply concern us. Hatred towards Israel and the Jewish people is being expressed openly and without shame. How are we as Christians to respond? And does it really matter? Hello, I'm Uwe Betzing, Eastern Canada Coordinator with Bridges for Peace. Welcome to Israel Matters, a radio teaching series developed by Bridges for Peace Canada, where we explore the biblical significance of Israel and why it matters for followers of Jesus today. Today we will be hearing from Victoria James, National Development Director with Bridges for Peace. So without further ado, here's Victoria.
Welcome to Israel Matters. This is Victoria James, National Development Director of Bridges for Peace. So last week we ended with Jesus followers not heeding Paul's exhortation in Romans 11 to not be arrogant towards the natural branches. And he goes on to say, for if God did not spare the natural branches, he will not spare you either. Well, that should have put the fear of God into Christians, but sadly it didn't. And we know of the Holocaust, and that covered virtually all of Europe. And yet there were still churches and crosses, and the Jewish people assumed, because they acted like Christians, that the people perpetrating it were Christians. And I think we should be concerned that we can go to church and still be in blind ignorance towards things that are leading to violence towards other people. I think an outcome of arrogance can be apathy. We're the important ones, we're the good ones, and really, who cares about the others? If, they're in trouble, they have pains, needs, it's really not my problem. Well, today, regarding Israel, I observe a heartbreaking apathy in many Christians towards what the Jewish people have suffered. When asked how many Jews Canada would accept during the Holocaust, the Undersecretary to Canada's Foreign Minister replied, "None is too many." And today, the silence of much of the church towards the unimaginable horrors Jews and others experienced on October 7th, 2023 is deafening. Beheading, burning alive in homes and vehicles, massive sexual violence, children and the elderly being kidnapped and brought into a maze of underground tunnels, some for years. You know, I've seen the destruction firsthand and talked to survivors in the first person, and virtually every Jew knows somebody who is killed or maimed, and certainly the collective trauma is theirs, and not only for what happened, but for the fact that the entire world has turned on them. How many churches on October 8th mentioned the attack or prayed for Israel? I've asked around and I did not find one. And very few Christians since then have stood with them, even though they have become targets of anti-Semitic attacks rivaling that prior to World War II. And there's even been Christian leaders justifying this by saying, well, don't confuse modern Israel with the Israel of the Bible. Well, what does that even mean? Does that mean these people are not deserving of compassion, even if you believe that, which I don't? Of course they are. They are people who are hurting, and we should be the ones to help them. Heard too often is also the righteous justification. Well, they deserve it. A local seminary has a display entitled, "It Didn't Start on October 7th. Well, whatever misinformation they've amassed to come up with some justification, how could it possibly, what could anything they have done justify the demonic evil that was unleashed on them? What does all this history matter? A seminary professor once told my husband when he gave a lecture on Israel's history. The people are hurting. Are we abandoning out of apathy, truth, and facts? Facts are easy to find. Data-based studies about Israel's history and right to exist, medical and humanitarian aid provided to their attackers, and being assessed as the most moral army in the world by leading experts in urban warfare go unnoticed. It's far easier to go along with the tropes, canards, and illogical reasoning than question or appear to be out of step. It's really not our problem anyway. Next week, let's look at what I believe is the posture Christians are called to towards the natural branches. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to learn more about our compassionate ministry.
Thank you for listening to Israel Matters. As we've heard today from Victoria James, God's choosing of Israel still matters for Christians, and it invites us to reflect on His faithfulness, both to Israel and to us. Visit bridgesforpeace.com to see how Bridges for Peace is helping Christians stand with the Jewish people in Israel and all around the world. Join us next time as we continue exploring why Israel matters for Christians today.